Blackstone Audio presents The Stabbing in the Stables by Simon Brett. This book bears the following dedication. To the equestrian trio of Sandy, Sophie, and Coco. Chapter 1.
A horse?
Carol Seddon echoed with distaste.
You're planning to heal a horse?
Well, to have a go, said Jude.
But I don't see how it can possibly work. Horses don't have human understanding. A horse won't know it's being healed, so how can it be healed?
Jude chuckled, and her bird's nest of blonde hair rippled before resettling around her plump face.
What you're saying, Carol, is that because a horse doesn't know it's being healed, it's not going to fall for the idea that it is being healed, as a human being might. You're saying horses aren't that gullible.
Well, yes, you are.
Maybe.
I know you don't believe in healing. Carol tried to find some form of denial, but all she could come up with was,
well, let's say I don't understand it.
I don't understand it either. I just know that it sometimes works.
Yes, but not with animals.
There are many authenticated reports of animals' ailments having been cured by healing.
Huh.
That was Carol Seddon's customary response to the world of alternative therapy, and to many other things that challenged the security of her sensible life. They were sitting in a part of that security, the kitchen of her house, High Tor, in the West Sussex seaside village of Feathering. The tidiness of the room, the gleaming surfaces, the neatly aligned pots and pans, the rack of spice jars whose labels had been dragooned into facing the front, all conspired to cancel out the cosiness that the Aga should have imparted. In front of the stove, Carol's Labrador Gulliver...